I hate marketing. I hate this. I hate putting it on my calendar. I don't enjoy it, right? If you don't like it at all, it's sucking the life out of you because you're doing something that you hate to do. Marketing doesn't have to feel that way, you guys. Marketing does not have to be this negative thing that you have to do in order to grow your business. Marketing can actually feel really good. Marketing can actually be fun, even if you're not a marketer or don't like marketing. Hey, it's Haley. I am here for another 3-2-1, 3-2-1 of marketing. I do these 3-2-1s as sort of quick hitters that hopefully will inspire, educate, allow you to take some quick action as a small business owner or solopreneur. So today's topic, which I think will resonate with a lot of you, is my marketing is sucking the life out of me. Okay, I want to talk about that. Does that resonate with you? Marketing is sucking the life out of you as a small business owner. I know even for me who has spent my entire career as a marketer, sometimes feels like marketing sucking the life out of me too. For me, it's just lack of time. And it's not really that it's sucking the life out of me. I actually really love marketing. It's that not being able to do it causes me so much stress that sucks the life out of me. That's different though for a lot of my clients. It's not about not having the time to do it, although that is generally true, right? But there's also some other things that are causing it to really feel like it's like literally sucking the life out of you. This 3-2-1 is going to go three ways to know that it's sucking the life out of you. And you know what? Like really, I think we already know if it is or if it isn't, but I'm going to give you three ways to know. Number two, three things to do to help it or stop it, to alleviate the suck, right? And the last one is a mindset shift, one mindset shift that can change this for you. All right. So let's get started with this 3-2-1 for small business marketing. Okay. Three ways to know if your marketing is sucking the life out of you. Number one, I hate marketing, right? Like if you are constantly, every time you have to sit down to do it, you're like, oh my God, I hate this. I hate that. I hate doing this. I hate this. I hate putting it on my calendar. I don't enjoy it, right? If you don't like it at all, it's sucking the life out of you because you're doing something that you hate to do, right? Marketing doesn't have to feel that way, you guys. Marketing does not have to be this negative thing that you have to do in order to grow your business. Marketing can actually feel really good. Marketing can actually be fun, even if you're not a marketer or don't like marketing. And so, you know, that's the promise of my business is marketing that feels good. When we talk about brand strategies, one of the parts of a brand strategy is the promise to your customers. And my promise is that marketing, you know, can feel good, right? And we just need to figure out how to make it feel good for you. Okay, number two is you're not getting results. So you're on this like hamster wheel. Like you don't mind doing it. Like you're doing the work, right? But you're on this like hamster wheel. It's like, I'm doing lots of stuff, but I'm not getting any results. And so it's like, literally like sucking the life out of me because it's like so defeating to put this much effort into something and get nowhere. So that's not good. So if that's you, this is the podcast for you to be listening to. Okay. Number three is if you are continually putting it off, right? If you don't see the value in your marketing that like when you increase or improve or become more efficient or effective or whatever at your marketing, your results go up, right? Your clients are happier. You're, you know, getting more people in the door. You're fully booked, all of these things. Like if you're not getting results, like I said, it will cause you to put it off, right? If you're putting it off all the time, means you're not being consistent. If you're not being consistent, you're not going to get results. I'm here to tell you, there really is no one and done in marketing. Man, I know a lot of us wish that there was. It was like, I'm going to do my marketing on Monday and then I'm going to be done and I'm not going to worry about it again until next Monday. Maybe. But what you do next Monday might not be exactly what you did last Monday, right? And, or maybe it is, but then you push it off and then you're 2 weeks away, 2 weeks out of not doing your marketing. Then, you know, people stop thinking about you. You're not top of mind anymore. And then 3 weeks goes on, then you're starting from scratch again. And so you keep putting it off. It's like on your to-do list, but it keeps falling. You know, you're a small business owner, right? You're a solopreneur. You're putting out fires. You're putting out fires. You're probably doing more of what you love to do, like creating, like me, like I absolutely love creating. I love coming up with ideas, processes, ways for small businesses to be more successful. I love to innovate, right? That's my favorite, actually, even more than marketing, even though I'm a marketer, right? So I want to spend more of my time doing that. Now for you, maybe it's making crocheted crop tops, like my daughter who's opening a business soon, right? Or it could be, you know, you like to do people's hair, or you like to coach people in a certain thing, or you like to, you know, be a naturopath, whatever it is, that's where you want to put your time. That's you're working in your business then. If you're not working on your business, figuring out what is it that is going to work in my marketing? What is the high level plan here? Where am I going? If you don't have that, you're going to keep putting it off. And unfortunately, for those of us who tend to allow marketing to drop to the bottom of our to-do list and really sometimes never get to the top, it is detrimental to your small business. Like you need to be out there. You need to be doing stuff. And one of the biggest things that I find, and I had done it too, is sometimes as small business owners, we get a little burnout, right? And I'm not talking about the burnout where you end up in the hospital. I mean, that's really serious. I'm talking about like, we just get tired. Like we're just tired. We just need a break sometimes, right? And so we start putting off some of the stuff that we know is really important to your business. What is the number one way that your business is going to grow? You're going to have customers buying stuff, right? And so marketing isn't just acquiring those customers. It's not just attracting them to your business. It's also keeping them. It's also making sure that they have the right prices, the right products, you have the right portfolio mix. Like marketing is all of that stuff. It's not just social media. And so we can't be putting it off because it literally is everything that has to do with our customers other than the making of the product, right? It's not accounting, but it's like, what is the journey with you? How are you going to get them to go from buying once to buying multiple times? Like, how are you going to stay connected with them? How are you going to encourage them to give you reviews? How are you going to encourage them to refer their friends? How are you going to make sure that they're really happy with your service, right? All of that is marketing. And then how are you going to bring them to your doors, like your real doors, your physical doors, or your virtual doors, right? Like, how are you going to get them? So if you're putting all of that stuff off, that's really detrimental to your growth and longevity as a business. If you are defining marketing as only social media and you're maybe doing all that other stuff, right? But you're not promoting your business, trying to attract new people to it, that's also detrimental. And I know that's what a lot of people think of when they think of marketing is just like, how do I attract people, right? And sometimes you might be putting off one part of marketing, that attraction side, but you might be doing all the rest, but that's really dangerous, right? Because you're only working with the customers that you have. And so you're never going to be able to get past like the growth plateau that you might've hit. If you are constantly putting it off, it could be because one of those things is that you don't have a plan that is working, right? You might need a plan that is working for you. And if you don't know what that plan is, then maybe you need to try some stuff, test some stuff. That's three. So three ways to know you hate it, you're not getting results, and you keep on putting it off. Okay. So then it's sucking the life out of you. It's not giving you life. It's not breathing life into your business. It's literally like two things to do about it. There's so many things you can do about it, you guys, but I want to give you two like quick actions. Number one is you need to start assessing what you're already doing. So you need to look at what you're doing and figure out, is that giving me the result that I want? Because if it is because you're not getting results, that you're not prioritizing it, that you don't like it, right? You need to understand, don't do stuff that isn't working. Now, if you're not getting results, let's say you're doing Instagram, you're doing lots of stuff on Instagram and you're not getting results. It might not be Instagram that's the problem. Instagram is a great way for small business owners to get out there and for small businesses and solopreneurs to get out there and be seen, right? It could be that you don't have a strategy for Instagram that's working. It could be that your messaging is off. It could be you don't have the right people following you. There could be multiple reasons why one tactic that you're doing isn't working. So it's like, I want you to take the time, write down all the stuff that you're doing, figure out which ones are working, which ones aren't working. And then you want to dissect, why aren't they working? What's not working about it, right? And that could be hard for you, right? You know, like if we take the Instagram example, Instagram's not working for you. What are you going to do about it? Create a plan, right? Maybe Instagram's not working because you don't actually have a brand strategy yet. Like you don't know how you stand out. You don't know who you're trying to attract. You don't know what you should be saying. You don't know how you should be saying it. You're not like connected to the brand of your business, right? Well, then nothing is going to be working for you. So you could assess Instagram, you could assess Facebook, you could assess all the things. The only thing that might be working for you is if you have a great big sign and a great location and people are coming in your door because they see it. But if you're doing digital marketing, email marketing, all that stuff, and you don't understand who you are, what your brand is, you don't have that clarity, that could be the problem, right? So you're going to take the time, you're going to assess. If you have a great brand and you feel strongly about your brand and it's still not working, well, why? If you don't know, get some education. Start looking at other people who are succeeding in that area. If we take Instagram as the example, just because somebody looks like they're doing well on Instagram does not mean they're doing well on Instagram. What I mean is they could have a ton of followers. They could have a lot of engagement, and that is awesome, right? And you might want to do that. But if they aren't making any money off of Instagram and their goal on Instagram is to make money, then it's not working for them. And so it's really hard to know if, you know, somebody in your space is doing really well or not doing well. But for you, it's important. Assess what you're doing. Is it working? Is it not? Right? Do you need to delete it? Like, don't do it anymore. Do you need to tweak it, right? Or do you need to do more of it? Like maybe it's just not working because you posted once and you're like, oh, Instagram doesn't work. Well, you know what? You got to post more than once. You know what? People have a very short attention span and they don't care about you that much. So like you got to be out there, right? The number two thing you can do is you need to start playing to your strengths and interests. So there isn't just one way to grow a business, okay? There is multiple ways to be seen. Yes, there are some things that might work better than others, but you are far better off doing something that you're good at, that you enjoy to try to attract people to your business. We're talking promotion right now, than something that you don't like. People can see right through it. If you are going on Instagram and you're dancing up a storm and you're doing all this stuff and you absolutely loathe it, you feel silly, you never know what to say. You never know what to do. You never like, you don't want to point. You just feel inauthentic. People can see that. And so it's not going to work. It's not going to work. What will work is if you figure out what are you good at that could help you on your marketing journey. Are you good at talking to people? Are you good at forming relationships? Well, that's going to change then. That's going to change how you approach each of the channels that you decide to be in. And by a channel, I mean, Facebook's a channel, Instagram's a channel, email marketing is a channel, your website's a channel, right? It's all the different marketing channels. It might affect that, right? So identify where are you strong and where do you have an interest? And then try to create something you can do consistently where that interest and strength can be used. Consistency is far more important. Oh my gosh, there's so many things you can do. You know what? I'm going to give you another thing. Don't do too much. Don't do too much. So generally, if you are not enjoying your marketing, you're stretching yourself too thin. And if you are just one person shop, right? Or if you are the sole person doing your marketing, or you have a very like little bit of help, and you are spreading yourself too thin, probably what is happening is you're not really doing super well on any of the channels. So it's almost like you've got to pick where you're going to focus your efforts and be really consistent there. It's far better than trying to be everything, right? So that's the third one. Another one is stop trying to be everything to everyone. You got to identify your ideal clients, right? You got to know who you're talking to. That will change things. If you're talking to exactly who you need to talk to, saying what you need to say, it's a lot easier, a lot quicker, and you're going to get better results, right? That's where I'm going to stop at things you can do. So really, it's about assessing what you have done in the past. Is it working? Is it not working? It's playing up to your interests and strengths. It's stop trying to be an octopus. Stop trying to do everything and doing it poorly. Choose one thing and do it really well. Own it and then move on once you own that space and you're actually seeing results in that space. And really know your customers. know your customers so that you can market to one person. Build a buyer persona. Buyer persona, that is a fictional character that represents all your ideal customers so that you just have to market to one person. When you're marketing to one person, you get better results. And then the last one, which is a given, which is like the basis of all effective marketing, build a freaking brand strategy. Build your brand strategy. You have got to do it. It changes the game. So that's like five things. It's supposed to be two, but it's fine. Okay. So the last thing is, what is the mindset shift that you can have that will take you from having marketing suck the life out of you to feeling good about your marketing? The mindset shift is this. I want you to start defining marketing as helping. So marketing is no longer pushing, no longer selling, it's no longer hosting, it's helping. Your job as the marketer for your business is to help those people who are the ideal customers for you, who you can help with your product or service, right? Help them to find you and choose you. Because if you don't help them to find you and choose you, they're going to find somebody else and choose somebody else. And if you truly believe that your product or service or offer is superior or can help them more or can help them in a way that is going to be more effective or that they would be better off with what you are selling, then you are doing them a disservice by not helping them to find you. Hopefully that makes sense. You are here to help them find you and help them choose. And actually, not choose you. Choose whether or not what you are offering is the right thing for them. That's it. You need to help them find you and help them make the decision. Your job is to make their decision making easy. If you are not the right person or not the right business, not the right coach, not the right therapist, not the right product, whatever, help them through your marketing to be able to like eliminate you from their choice. You do not want people buying what you are selling if they are not the right person. No amount of money is worth that to me. No amount of money is worth having somebody who does not want what I'm selling, does not need what I'm selling, will not benefit from what I'm selling, will not feel good about buying what I'm selling. No amount of money that they are going to pay me is worth the bad feelings that I would have having taken somebody's money who is not going to see the benefit. And two, the negative press that you could possibly get from that. So you want to know where bad reviews come from? It's that poor fit. The customer has chosen the wrong product or service generally. And unless your product or service is crap. Like if your service is crap, your product is crap, I'm not talking to you. Like you've got a crappy product. There's not much I can do to help you. You can get people, but they're not going to stay, right? But if you really believe in what you're selling, but the wrong person has bought it, they're going to give you a bad review because they're not going to get what they want out of it because they're not the right fit. So your job is to help the right people to find you and help the right people to make a decision. That's it. And that's what marketing is. Like from the attraction perspective, right? And so you need to shift that mindset from like, I got to do my marketing to it's time to help somebody to get the answer, the solution they need. It's time to help them. I know if you're following this show, you are definitely heart-led. you care about helping people. And so I think that this mind shift will help you to sort out your marketing so that you can be consistent, so that you do show up, so that you are creating content, posts, signage, sponsorships, promotions, campaigns, whatever it is that you are going to end up doing, you're doing it from a place of, I want to help the right people to find me and to make a decision of whether I'm the right fit for them. All right, my friends. So hopefully you can take something out of that to stop the suck and breathe life into your marketing again. Again, this is Haley Bowen, and I'll see you next time.